What are the thoughts that you get when you try to quit smoking?
When I used to, all those 10 years that I struggled to quit smoking, and whenever I tried to quit smoking, I would feel like, would I succeed this time? Will I be able to sleep without my cigarette? Will I be into my senses to be around? Will I become very irritable, very angry? All these kind of thoughts, and you have your own thoughts. All these kind of thoughts are actually a programming. When you have heard these things from people, and you have also programmed your brain to believe it. And that is why you feel these thoughts. And because you feel these thoughts, so you think about these thoughts. And that is why the same thing happens to you. What I mean is, our brain works on autopilot 99% of the times. Whatever we believe that we are so brilliant and we are so logical and I am very intelligent, my IQ is superb. But you know, whatever that number is, maybe, but our brain works on autopilot 99% of the times. It works based on the programming that is saved there. There are two types of brains that we have, the conscious brain and the subconscious brain. The conscious brain processes 40 bits of data per second. But the subconscious brain processes 20 million bits of data per second, which means the subconscious brain is 500,000 times more powerful than the conscious brain. And it is the subconscious brain that decides how we live our life. So however logical it may sound that I have to quit smoking, your subconscious does not believe that, and it is not the fault of the subconscious brain. You only have addicted that with the regular use of cigarette, and that is why the subconscious believes that cigarette is as important as air, food or water. It gives that kind of importance to it. For example, when you have a cigarette, what happens in a situation like when you have a cigarette, you have a craving, you have got a cigarette, but you don't have any lighter? What do you do? I was once in one of these situations and I had soaked the tissue paper with petrol and had lighted it by rubbing stones. And I know you also have your stories like these. The brain becomes so much creative because it is so much addicted. The point is, whenever you try to quit smoking and you feel like, whether will I be able to succeed, whether will I be able to sleep or not, whether I'll have mood swings and this and that and that and that and blah and blah. If you have, and if you start with those kind of thought processes, you're going to relapse and fail. The key to success is that, you know, this neural circuit which is there in the subconscious mind. What is that? When we have regularly, because of the regular use of cigarette nicotine for decades, so when this nicotine goes into the body, it stimulates various parts of the body, including brain, which releases dopamine and endorphins, and because of these, this cocktail of feel-good chemicals, you feel good about it. And these, this release of dopamine is actually you have linked it to various situations and feelings. For example, you have linked your smoking to when you are, say, driving, when you are talking on phone, when in the meeting breaks, or in feelings like when you are stressed, when you are bored, when you are excited, when you are angry, when you are feeling down, when you are feeling lonely, And you have trained your brain that you need cigarette in these situations. And all these situations have are consolidated in the brain in the form of those neural circuits. For each of these situations and feelings, there is one neural circuit which is there. So each time you are there in one of those feelings or one of those situations, you feel like smoking. And to break this addiction, you need a proper roadmap. You become a non-smoker first and then you quit smoking. It's not the other way around. You first become a non-smoker and then you quit smoking. And that is when you truly can gain your freedom. And to have, to gain more insights and to know, to develop a proper roadmap to quit smoking and gain your freedom, refer to my book, 7 Secrets to Quit Smoking. You can find that on Amazon. You need to have a proper roadmap for yourself so that you can train your brain to become a non-smoker first and then you quit smoking. Cheers.